with everyone. Before we do that, I would like to apologize to all of the observers for the delay in returning to the open session. It's not a reflection on my mother. She had 11 children, and she was able to raise them all by keeping them on time. And I blame myself for that, and I apologize. We'll try to be more timely in the future. I think at this point, we have an individual who was wanting to share some public comment with us. I think we'll move that to earlier in the agenda so we can reward his or her persistence, and we'll hear from you right now. I think that's about 5 minutes, and then we'll resume the regular agenda.
I'll try to be right at 5 minutes, but if I go 20 seconds past, I hope you'll forgive me. Welcome to Urbana-Champaign, your first day on the job, and I'm going to ask you to make the most important decision that any board in education could ever make. Let's hope we can avoid a scandal. Abraham Lincoln once said, "The philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next." Prophetic as it is pathetic, that the philosophy of Bill Ayers' schoolroom is the philosophy of our current administration, a socialist philosophy that is the antithesis to the Republic of America, a philosophy that Abraham Lincoln would fight a second civil war over. A socialist is a socialist, a seditionist is a seditionist, and a propagandist is a liar, often by omission. Sedition is the active and aggressive overt actions that work to undermine and overthrow a government and is punishable by a military court. Sedition is fully defined in Bill Ayers' works at the University of Illinois. Bill Ayers recently reiterated his powerful position of influence by stating to his friend Hugo Chavez, "Education is the motor force of revolution." Bill Ayers' self-proclaimed job description was to disrupt, to incapacitate, and to attack from the inside. He's been very successful in this endeavor, aided by sympathetic, radical revolutionaries who took the same career path, the path of propagandists in education. Today we have the smoking gun, as Bill Ayers' radical message is now the political platform of his protege, Barack Obama, being used to dismantle the framework of our Constitution. His foundation, his goal, is identical to the mentor Bill Ayers, which is America is a racist, oppressive, and unjust country due to the past workings of its government, and we must change that government. Bill Ayers and his comrades have been molding the minds of our youth and the president for this march to socialism. Today we taste the bitter fruits of their labor. The documented evidence is vast within the recorded works of Bill Ayers. The document I presented to each of you, which is on the table right now, and I have more copies if anyone would like one, is factual and actionable. The basis for this speech, a mandatory read. Page 2 highlights his intentions. If this board does not call for an investigation, and the current socialist reformation that Bill Ayers has spent his entire life working towards is completed, your legacy will be as well documented as his. The destruction of this once great republic, poisoned from within by the infamous fifth column, with its taproot deep in education, enabled by each of you, individually, knowingly representing the University of Illinois. This board has the gravest responsibility to education, to this country, to the world, as America's freedoms and liberty may very well be buried on your watch. Due to this university's past actions and directly due to this board and this governor's inaction, if this investigation is not pursued, You do realize education will be fully controlled by a socialist government. Indoctrination will no longer be the hidden agenda. It will become the defining purpose of education, as Hugo Chavez affirmed a few weeks ago, by nationalizing the educational system in Venezuela for the stated purpose of indoctrination. That is a legacy I wish never to see in America, let alone homegrown in Illinois by my Illini. A horrible and disgusting thought. Yet that is the course we are on today. Total responsibility from beginning to end, the Alpha and the Omega, heirs to Obama. Need I remind you, this is a research institution. One would never allow a pedophile to run a daycare, no matter their qualifications. It is beyond logic, criminal, that an anti-American political pedophile like Bill Ayers would ever have such great influence over our children, let alone the entire spectrum of education. Sheer insanity or proven tactics, depending on your goals. Certainly a point well worth researching. Thomas Jefferson stated, and I restate emphatically, whatever body is independent is also absolute. Thank God the state university is not independent. As a state institution, it is an instrument of the people. Therefore, given the vast quantity of evidence I have provided you, you cannot deny this investigation without warranting one of your own. You have the authority, in fact, the outright responsibility to call for the appropriate academic investigation of Bill Ayers, as well as an investigation by the appropriate military authority. I'm sorry that the governor is not here right now. I hope you get this message to him. I look forward to receiving a prompt response concerning the board's plan of action, as well as from the governor. This is timely and warrants your immediate action. If you do the right thing here, it will save this university a tremendous black eye, simultaneously warranting an American Medal of Honor for each of you. And again, I do have copies of the information that I provided to the board, if you'd like a copy that justifies everything I just said.
At this point, we'll return to the regular agenda of the board. Joe, do you want to take it?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We were halfway through our presentation to you on university performance. You'll recall that Vice President Rao made a presentation on academic matters, Vice President Noor on financial matters. The third topic is advancement. I'd like to share some thoughts with you. If you could put that up on the screen. Next slide, please. Advancement simply means how we move the university forward as it has been moved forward for the last 142 years. I think three things are required to move the university forward. One is to have clear strategic priorities. The other is to ensure that we have the resources we need to achieve those priorities. And the third is to address opportunities and challenges as they arise. Next slide. In 2005, we undertook a strategic planning process for the university, and since that time, we've been guided by these five strategic priorities. To develop this campus, Urbana, into the nation's preeminent public research university. To develop UIC into the nation's premier urban public research university. To position the U of I Medical Center and the five health science colleges for the next quarter century of education, research, and clinical service. To develop UIS into one of the nation's top five small public liberal arts universities, and to make U of I a national leader in quality online education. This was a stretched set of priorities and aspirations, to be sure. We thought they were and do think they are proper for the University of Illinois. I would say in very summary fashion that with regard to the Urbana campus in UIC, we are holding our own or better against very intense competition. I would say that UIS has made real measurable progress toward this very high aspiration. I would say that regrettably we are marking time. We're in a steady state with regard to the health science colleges and the hospital, the medical center. We have not made the progress we need to make, mainly for financial reasons. And I think we have definitely faltered on the fifth priority of striving to make U of I a national leader in quality online education. Our vehicle for doing that was Global Campus. It didn't work. now the responsibility for developing online education is with our three campuses. Next slide. The concept we use to describe the need to describe our approach to resources to support the University of Illinois is the compact. Compact meaning an agreement, a partnership in which five parties provide needed resources: the state of Illinois, tuition payers and their families, faculty and staff, particularly through their success in grant and contract work, private donors, and university leadership, making the best possible use of every dollar entrusted to us and reallocating from lower to higher priority uses. I think that Walter Knorr gave you a good picture earlier of the university's finances, the state situation. You know, there's no question that a very heavy burden has fallen on our students, the tuition payers and their families, and we want, both through financial aid but also by moderating the rate of tuition, to reduce that burden going forward. Our faculty and staff have done a terrific job. In a moment, I'll report to you on our campaign called the Brilliant Futures Campaign for the University of Illinois. And I would say that university leadership has been working mightily, as Vice President Norris said, to manage in a very fiscally conservative fashion in light of the financial times. Finally, opportunities and challenges. There are always a myriad of opportunities and challenges. I'd like to focus on three presently. I want to give you an update on the Brilliant Futures campaign. This is a university-wide fundraising campaign with a goal of $2.25 billion. As of August 31st, 2009, we've raised $1.7 billion of that $2.2 billion. The campaign is scheduled to end December 31st, 2011, 28 months from now. We are 73% of the way through the campaign, with 76% of the goal achieved. Campaign contributions have been broad and deep. There have been nearly 200,000 donors to the campaign. However, 90% of the funds raised have come from 2% of the donors. It is a broad and deep campaign. The purpose of the Brilliant Futures campaign is overwhelmingly to support our people, specifically student support in the form of scholarships and fellowships, and faculty support through chairs and professorships. Next, Illinois Connection. Illinois Connection is the advocacy network for the University of Illinois. The purpose of Illinois Connection is to reach and mobilize as many as possible to support and advocate for their university. We saw in the Obama campaign the power of creating virtual communities with a shared cause. The university has over 600,000 alumni. Illinois Connection began 13 years ago and now has 3,000 ambassadors from all three campuses. 2,500 live in Illinois. We envision much more growth ahead. Through online briefings and periodic in-person meetings, ambassadors are kept well informed of important achievements, developments, and the needs of the university. And we ask ambassadors to mobilize at critical times to support their university. Finally, because it's such an important and difficult matter for the administration and the board, I want to focus on tuition and financial aid as our greatest challenge. Every year, trustees and administrators face an excruciating decision: what to do about tuition and fees for the upcoming year. We must balance our need for funds to maintain the quality of the University of Illinois with the need for restraint in the interest of access and affordability for many struggling families. U of I is a microcosm of an enormous American challenge that President Obama has recently highlighted. America has fallen to 10th place in international comparisons of nations' college graduation rates. This is exactly the wrong direction for our people and for the state and the nation. Also, much more than most people realize, graduating from college has increasingly become an experience of young people from the top income quartile American families. This is a grave threat to economic and social mobility in the land of opportunity and to the future of America's middle class. Just to calibrate you, over 60% of young people in the top income quartiles families graduate from college. When you go to the second quartile, still above the mean, it's about 35%. It falls to about 20% at the third quartile. And in the bottom quartile, the graduation rate is in the single digits, 8 to 9%. U of I's $10,000 tuition